actually investigating this particular location, which is Coton Creek in Mount Lawson State Park, up in near the upper Murray end of the northeast, and we were looking at it from a perspective of trying to find a secure location where we might be able to establish a second population. So that would be where we undertake captive breeding and look to introduce them into a new site effectively. So we were conscious that this site had potential, and as it's turned out, our impressions have been verified because we've actually found them living in that system.
How many did you find?
Well, to tell you the truth, we've only found the one, but where there's one, there's potentially more, and it was pretty late in the night and at the end of the season, so we've got some further investigations to do, but they're a pretty cryptic thing, which means they're hard to find, they're well camouflaged, and our expectation is that where we find one, we'll find some more. And even though it may be a small population, the indications are that typical thing like if you can add some water into the system, and that's been one of the problems over the past, that these things should have a chance of being a reasonable population.
What is it about frogs that makes them such a barometer of how the environment is faring overall?
Yeah, it's a good use of the term barometer or litmus test. Is some of the things that we tend to attribute frogs to being able to be a guide for how our ecosystems are faring, and particularly waterways or creeks. And it's a reflection that their porous bodies are very, very much influenced by if there was pollutants, and we do have those in urban situations and where we can literally have frogs dying because of pollutants in streams. But more so, there's more subtle things. If we have post-fire and we have sediment events, or if we have other disturbances in catchments where we have sediments getting into riparian situations where it actually smothers developing eggs, so you can have things like that. But also they're really sensitive to sprays, herbicide sprays and other things that are in the environment and can accumulate into creek line situations. So they're the real things. The hard thing to get a handle on is that they're very susceptible to a frog virus, which is like a fungal infection, a disease state on the frogs, and it's called a chytrid frog fungus. And that's a worldwide phenomenon and is responsible for having total extinctions of species right throughout the world in rainforest situations, including Australia, and also affects this species also.
So it's finding one little frog, as you did the other day, but really a cause for celebration.
Yeah, look, overall, it's a really fantastic find, and it does give us a new lifeline for this particular species, particularly in a Victorian sense. And although they're the southern end of the distribution of the species, it's really important. And in these uncertain times of changing conditions of climate and the unknowns associated with that, it might well be that geographic edge populations hold a really important state in the future of the species. It might well be that they can actually survive on the edge of their former distributions because of changing conditions. So this one, close to the Murray at lower elevations, may have something going for it, which the other ones don't have.